What's up, nooffseason.com fam? Happy NFL draft week, everybody. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Welcome to our weekly football card market update, coming to you every Tuesday here on the Sports Card Strategy feed on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. Everybody, it is time to get into the data, and I'm going to start with 2024 NFL draft prospects card sales in the last 7 days, all cards, raw or graded, at the top. No surprise here, the expected number one overall pick in just a couple of days, Caleb Williams, 2022 Bowman Chrome University first prospect raw, sold 43 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $5.24. That's down 43.3%, just down $2.81. Drake May, some people think he's going to be the number two overall pick in the draft. 2023 Bowman Chrome University first, sold 27 times in the last 7 days. That's up 33.3%. It's up 98 cents. Marvin Harrison Jr. also has a first prospect out of that 2023 Bowman Chrome University release. His first, sold 26 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $6.57. Caleb Williams is 2022 Bowman Chrome University 52 BF4. It's a 1952 Bowman design, sold 18 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $4.60. Last sale a couple of days ago for $5.30. How about Malik Nabers? We like this guy a lot to potentially be the best pro wide receiver out of this class, even better maybe than Marvin Harrison Jr. in the long term. It will depend on the landing spot, though, that's for sure. 17 sales of his 2023 Bowman Chrome University first prospect raw in the last 7 days, up 71% or 97 cents. All right, keeping with the theme of NFL draft prospects, let's forecast out a year from now. Who are the top 2025 NFL draft prospects and their card sales over the last 7 days? Never too early to start buying these guys' cards. Shedeur Sanders, 2023 Bowman Chrome University first prospect raw, 11 sales in the last 7 days, average sale price $3.13. That's down about 17 cents or 5.8%. But his teammate Travis Hunter, 2023 Bowman Chrome University first prospect raw, 4 sales in the last 7 days, average sale price $1.87. Last sale a couple of days ago, $2.99. That's up $2, 202% up. Quinn Ewers, 2023 Prism draft picks. He's a Panini exclusive, so he is not in Bowman, not expected to be in Bowman. So his 2023 Prism draft picks, Saturday Star signatures, sold once in the last 7 days for $170. Shedeur Sanders, 2023 Bowman Chrome University prospects, Orange Surge refractor out of 25. His first sold for $100 in the last 7 days. One sale. So definitely things heating up for those 2025 NFL draft prospects. All right, now let's go over to all football cards, rookie cards only, raw or graded in the last 7 days. At the top, CJ Stroud, 2023 Prism Base 339 raw, sold 88 times over the last 7 days for an average sale price of $24.97. Last sale, $19.99. That's down 27.3% or $7.51. Stroud's Illusions 2023 base raw, sold 74 times in the last 7 days. That's crazy. Average sale price $5.29. That's actually up 2.3%. Stroud's 2023 Donruss base raw, sold 52 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $10.39. That's pretty high for a Donruss base. That's up 14.7%. Stroud's Prism Base PSA 10 is at a pop 31, 39 and counting. Sold 41 times in the last 7 days. That card is selling for about $123 on average. Last sale, $121 yesterday, down 11.1%. And Anthony Richardson, 2023 Prism Base 343 Raw, sold 41 times in the last 7 days. Got to believe a lot of people are getting that card graded. Average sale price, $7.46. That's up 21.6% or $1.26. All right, let's go over to graded only. We talked about Stroud's Prism Base PSA 10 in the top five overall cards. His Prism Base PSA 9 is at a pop 2,800. That card sold 35 times over the last 7 days. Got to wonder if people are just trying to offload that thing that didn't gem. Average sale price, $34.44. Again, Stroud's 2023 Donruss Base, but in PSA 9 this time. Pop 39.51, sold 28 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $21.17. The PSA 10 of that card sold 22 times in the last 7 days. Average price, $65.18. Kind of holding steady from a price standpoint there. Brock Purdy's 2022 Prism Base PSA 10, pop 35.35, sold 18 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $133. Last sale a couple of days ago, $159. That's up $31.44, up 24.6%. And Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism Base PSA 10 is at a pop 999. The next person to get a PSA 10 will be the first one to hit that pop count at 1,000. 15 sales in the last 7 days, $66.33 average sale. Last sale yesterday, $66, up $3. Here's an interesting one. Jimmy Garoppolo's 2014 Topps Chrome Refractor is in the top 10 of most overall card sales in the last 7 days. 12 sales. Average sale price, $17.33. All right. Top PSA 10s. We talked about a couple of Strouds. We talked about the Purdy. We talked about the Richardson. We talked about the Garoppolo. Jordan Love in at number 6. 2020 Optic Holo PSA 10. We love this card. Pop 1375. See if you can try to get your hands on one heading into the NFL season and then flip it at the end of August, early September. 10 sales of this card in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $202. Last sale, $209 a few days ago, up $9.37. Love's 2020 Prism Base PSA 10 is the next card. Pop 2775, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $89.38. Last sale yesterday, $89.99. Barry Sanders, 1989 Topps Traded 83T Base PSA 10, pop 65.65, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $122, but it sold a couple of days ago for $168. That's up 60% or $63. All right, now let's go over to the top overall card sales in the football card market in the last 7 days. We got some big ones here. Tom Brady's 2000 Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto Championship Version, serial numbered out of 100 in BGS 75, sold a few days ago for $192,000. Congrats to the person who sold that, and congrats to the person who bought it. Brady's 2000 Contenders RN11 Round Numbers Autograph Gold, serial numbered out of 60, with Mark Bulger in PSA 8, pop 17, sold a few days ago for $16,200. Josh Allen's 2018 National Treasures Rookie Patch Auto, serial numbered out of 99 in PSA 9, sold a few days ago for $13,800. And CJ Stroud's 2023 Absolute Kaboom Gold out of 10 horizontal in PSA 10, pop 3, sold a few days ago for $12,600. All right. A little bit more liquid here. We go to the top sales with five or more sales, rookie cards only in the football card market in the last 7 days. CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10, pop 802, sold 8 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $892. Last sale, $865 yesterday. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10, Pop 345, sold 7 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, 403. Last sale, 405. That's up $5.33. CJ Stroud's 2023 Prizm Laser PSA 10 sold 7 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $338. Last sale yesterday, $353. That's up $17.94. Patrick Mahomes 2017 Donruss 327 base PSA 9, pop 6348, sold 7 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price of $348, sold yesterday for $338. Joe Montana's 1981 Topps rookie card base, the only 216 in PSA 8, pop 9,041, sold 7 times in the last 7 days. Super liquid card there. I love that card. Average sale price, $329. Last sale, $328. That might be a great card to buy now and flip at the beginning of the NFL season. We'll have to run that through our formula at nooffseason.com. Stay tuned for that. Let's jump over to the top risers with 10 or more sales. Cards 2012 through the present in the last 7 days. Brock Purdy, 2022 Prizm PSA 10 at the top. We talked about this card earlier. 18 sales in the last 7 days, up $31.44, up 25%. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prizm base PSA 10. We talked about this card earlier. 15 sales in the last 7 days, up 4.8% or $3. And Jordan Love's 2020 Optic Holo PSA 10. We talked about this card earlier. 10 sales in the last 7 days, increase of $9.37 or 4.7%. Okay, the biggest fallers in the last 7 days with 10 or more sales, 2012 through the present, CJ Stroud's Prizm rookie PSA 9 down 25.2% or $11. The PSA 10 of that card is down $15 or 11.1%. Jordan Love's 2020 Prizm base PSA 10 is down 6.3%, down just $6. Might be a good snag now heading into the 2024 NFL season. We'll have to run that thing through our formula. Today's episode is sponsored by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's look at the top CGC cards listed on eBay right now. Here's a good one. 2021 Justin Fields Prizm CGC 10. Just $60 or best offer available on eBay right now. Thank you so much for joining us on the weekly football card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/PaulHickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Everybody, enjoy the NFL draft this upcoming weekend and have a great day.